One more string of pearls west of Eden. The incredible shrinking customer returns to the bookshop this morning. Leaning forward as she rapidly walks straight ahead, she looks neither right nor left, speaks not. As she walks, she lists slightly to one side, steering her frail body toward a favorite category, vintage children's books. Maud is her name. Maud has been entering the shop off and on for years, avidly searching for just the right titles to fill her evening, to fill her bookcase. She seems to be diminishing in size, so that she is perhaps just under 5 feet tall these days. Quickly, she brings two Lucy Maud Montgomery books to the counter and gruffly asks, "How much?" As usual, I check the prices and report them, at which point she seems disapproving but accepting. Just how she manages to reject and accept simultaneously is a mystery. She slings her backpack to the floor, digs into a bulging and tattered wallet, issues forth the required cash. "Would you like a bag?" I ask, since the answer changes with each transaction. "No," she says, this day, repackaging her billfold and slipping the volumes into the darkened depths of the pack. I say something innocuous about what a good writer Lucy Maud was, just to add a cheery paragraph period to the morning. She smiles and barks, "Yeah, it's an easy read." I think to myself, I'm an easy read too, since I process customer interchanges both boisterous and brisk with the everlasting intention of leaving myself feeling better. I hope to get a grin or two out of each book client. When this works, I am happy with my day and myself. When it fails, I try to determine how things could have gone better. Maud, the incredible shrinking woman, slings her backpack aft and teeters forward and sideways toward the door and her next encounter with street life. I grab a sticky note and jot down a few words about Maud. In my mind, this moment is a wonderful translucent pearl that I stuff into my pocket full of pearls for later examination. Each time I sit down to record these pearls, I retrieve additional wads of notes, arrange them chronologically, and eventually string them together into something I can report to you, my invisible reader. I remind myself that I live and work just a few miles west of Eden, Alabama. I always give a nod to the small town as I pass, a castaway eastbound to find books and pearls and people. The books and pearls remain constants in my life, but as time passes, the incredible shrinking people always seem to grow larger.